You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Belonging and Becoming, Creating a Thriving Family Culture by Mark and Lisa Scandrett. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition recorded and distributed by permission of InterVarsity Press, P.O. Box 1400, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Originally published in English as Belonging and Becoming, copyright 2016 by Mark and Lisa Scandrett. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To Haley, your bright light calls us to justice. To Noah, your gentle strength invites us to know and explore. To Isaiah, your sparkle and warmth bring laughter and peace. This book comes from our shared story of belonging and becoming, and the best is yet to come. Chapter 1. A Thriving Family Lives from a Vision. Amanda and Luke are parents to three children under three, including a set of twins. Managing our daily schedule is so hectic, it's like we live in a giant hamster wheel, Amanda says. The day starts with a bang when the twins wake up at 5:30, then everyone needs to get fed and dressed so that Luke can walk their older son to preschool while Amanda hands the twins off to a caregiver before rushing to catch the train to work. Our schedule is so complicated, Luke says. If one thing doesn't go just right, if the babysitter is running late or one of the kids gets sick, it throws the whole day off, and we're left scrambling just to keep up. Carlos confides, "You know something is wrong when I wake up in the morning and reach for my smartphone before kissing my wife good morning, or I'm at the breakfast table looking down at my phone instead of talking to the kids while they munch their cereal. I really want to be a connected father and husband, but it's so easy to be distracted." "Before I had children," Maria says, "I thought of myself as someone who really lives out their values. I had time to be involved in my community, meeting the needs of neighbors and supporting causes I care about. Now my greatest achievement seems to be a full night's sleep and getting everyone where they need to be on time. I fear I've given up my dreams and ideals. I'm doing what seems urgent, but maybe not what's important." Perhaps you can relate to the sentiments of these parents. Many of us live lives of distraction, hurry, worry, or striving. We desire the wholeness of close relationships, soulful work, and rooted vitality, but the everyday demands of life, our expectations, and those of our society often leave us feeling fragmented. We have high aspirations for how we want to connect with our children and spouses and for what we hope to provide, but we struggle to find the time, energy, and support to fulfill many competing desires and needs. No wonder so many of us feel stretched and tired. How can a family thrive? When the two of us met, we almost immediately recognized what we had in common: a passion for families and a desire to create a thriving family of our own. We spent the first 5 years of our marriage working with under-resourced families through a faith-based nonprofit, setting up kids' clubs in low-income neighborhoods and government housing projects. We had the privilege of being invited into the lives of many families and witnessed both their beauty and their pain. Though we didn't yet have children of our own, our apartment became a place of refuge for the children of parents grappling with addiction, mental illness, sexual trauma, and the lingering effects of displacement and war. Kids would wander over to our apartment on nights when Mom or Dad were drinking. We hosted family meals with nutritious food, table conversations, and games, trying our best to supplement the warmth, nurture, and safety their families struggled to provide.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?